All right, and we would like to welcome everyone back to the latest Mountain West Connection Radio edition with our blowout preview.
Kusha!
Predictions, bold items, sleepers. Is your coach fired? We'll find out.
Is my coach fired? No.
No, not your coach. Your coach. As in your general coach.
Is your coach fired?
You UNLV fans? Maybe be nervous a little bit.
Possibly.
We'll get that later. We are, like I said, we've already done the preview shows of each team. It seems, since June. So since we did Air Force, seems like months ago.
Well,
it has been months.
And we've had special guests, and we've had, Jeremy said, previews of every single team. We talked for an hour about UNLV, which didn't seem physically possible. We're excited. We are, by the time this podcast comes out, we will be 1 week away from the start of football season.
At this time, today's Wednesday night, so 8 days from now, Hawaii USC will be first quarter in the books.
Yep. So, and Utah State and Utah.
They'll be over.
The halftime through the books.
No, that'll be over. That's a 6 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern, and we're at almost midnight Eastern now, 11:40, if that's correct. Who cares? Football. It's all we care about. It's here. It's here. Football is here. Here's the show. We got questions coming in from a lot of people through Twitter at MWC Connection. The website, we should probably mention, MWCConnection.com. We have our top 50 player list counting down. And for those in luck, if you're listening, which the reason we're going to do this, we don't get a ton of people to listen to the show, maybe a couple hundred every so often. We're going to give you the list early. We have a week left. If you listen to the end of the show, we'll give you the list. And then you can know what's going on before and complain about Chucky Keaton being too low and that he's the best quarterback in the league, which is debatable.
What about Brett Smith?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Wyoming fans apparently think we are ignorant and – I've looked around online. There's a few people saying there's 14 better players than Brett Smith. Well
– And the answer to that is yes, there are.
For the poll, in general, maybe not. He's top 15. Is not bad for a guy who's on a crappy team last year.
Right? Yeah.
And so that's whatever. That's what it is. If he plays like he did freshman year, he'll be higher. We'll probably do a post 50 player countdown after the season. Maybe not. Don't promise me and don't hold anything to me for that. But he's obviously a very good player. People say Chucky Keaton kind of comparing here and there. Who knows? Joe Southwick could be the best quarterback in the league at the end of the season if things go right.
Like most Boise State fans, hope he will. And call us out on that as well.
They should. If you're a Boise fan, you want your guy to be the best. If you're David Fells, Derek Carr, you want them to be best as well. So the way this is going to work tonight, we are blatantly stealing a post from our own website from our good friend. There's no vowels in his username here. It's the post. It's Make Your Mountain West Predictions. Promote it to the front page. A lot of people commented on there. I'm probably going to comment after the show.
TM Sturford.
Sure, TM Sturford. Do we know they're a fan affiliation? Let me click on their name here.
He is UNLV fan.
Ah, Rebel fan. Yes, awesome. So we thank you
See,
for that.
I know my commenters.
I got a lot of stuff going on. I have... Do you know how many writers we have on the site now?
Almost 20.
22, if my roster is correct.
Okay.
But above 20.
You know what? You're given a free pass. Fine. Be that.
We've had a lot of new people who will be joining us shortly who have joined us. Some longtime writers are just kind of hanging around doing their own thing, which is awesome as well. So we got plenty of people.
They're hanging around for basketball season.
Possibly, yes. But here's what we're doing here. We're going to go after this. We're going to go for our surprise team. Dark horse. We're going to pick our player of the year, offense and defense. We don't need to support our own team. We'll get that later. Upset of the year. This will be a good one. And then you got your fired, as we mentioned early on. Which coach will be leaving us at the end of the season? Fumbled season. Which team will be poorly than predicted? And then bowl games. Not really bowl games, but title game.
Yes.
BCS. I'm also going to add most likely coordinator or coach to get a new job.
And also, we're also going to answer your Twitter and Facebook questions.
Yes. And also, we got a few questions from our good friends at EDSPS, so that'll be exciting. So let's. We're not going to go through every team, every schedule. We're going to go pick a few games here. We're probably going to pick our top couple of games. Let's start with. We'll get to the questions at the end because that'll spawn some more conversation. Let's just start with. Let's just do an easy one. Player of the year. Easy question. Let's do offense and defense. I think that's a good way to do it. The preseason by the media folks was Derek Carr offense and a surprise Darren Smith, Fresno State safety, on defense.
All right, so are we picking player of the year right now, or who's it going to be at the end of the season?
Who do we think is going to be the best player by the season's end?
Ooh, okay. You know what? I'm going to go with kind of a sleeper. Here, I'm going to go ahead and say he won't win the Mountain West Player of the Year, but he will bring his team to kind of a surprise. And I'm going to go ahead and say that's going to be Taylor Graham. Now, who will be named the Mountain West Best Player of the Year? Joe Southwick.
Is that a legitimate answer on the second one?
Yes, that's a legitimate answer on the second one.
Hey, I'm just making sure. Because we know where your allegiances lie.
We know where my allegiances lie. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. I am a Boise State alma mater.
Allegedly,
I am a homer.
By some people.
For Boise State to have a successful season, you know, the team has to play as a whole. But if Southwick has a phenomenal season, meaning he outperforms both Derek Carr and David Fales, he will be the Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year.
So I assume right now you predict Boise to win the league then?
Yes.
Okay. So is your definition Player of the Year as in best player? Like, because it's like the, not to say it's like the highest end, but there's always the most outstanding player. It's so wide open to interpretation. Are you assuming like this would be like you mentioned Taylor Graham, the Hawaii quarterback, 3-star guy transferred from Ohio State? Are you saying because he'll be the most valuable to his team to be well, or he'll just have that good of the season?
I think both. He's going to make a direct impact on Hawaii's team to have that good or as good of a season as Hawaii can have.
Interesting.
But he will also pad his stats so that it will look like extremely decent to very good numbers.
Interesting go about it. I'm going to go with defense on DeMarcus Lawrence. I think I know he's the best player, defensive player in my opinion. It just depends if they're going to double or triple team him so he won't put up the big stats, which will leave open for some other defensive end or other linebacker to be free or wide open or multiple players to combine, put up a good year because he can't make the plays because he's just getting beat up by multiple guys. I still think he's the best player on defense. Derrick Smith is good. You got Blair Burns, Benet Ben-Wilker, plenty of defensive backs in the league. The linebacker trio from Utah State is amazing. But I'm going to go with Lawrence. Offense, it's too easy to say Derek Carr, but he did play with a torn abdomen last year. If we're to believe.
Exactly. My go-to answer was going to be Derek Carr. But if Fresno stumbles for one game for whatever reason, it really will be a fault of the offense rather than the defense, I think. I think the defense has potential to be stronger than the offense.
Because the player of the year typically goes to quarterback or running back. It's usually the team that wins the league or top two in the league. Because last year it was Derek Carr, and he was a co-champ with San Diego State and Boise. And he obviously had an amazing year as well. But I'm going to because this differs from my top 50 list. My number one player, just to let people know, I put DeMarcus Lawrence number one overall.
Cool.
I just think he's missing.
I knew this from a long time ago.
Yes. I put him number one overall on my list just because I think he's that dominant, missing two games and still basically led the league in every category. But as for if we go offense, because he just puts player there. We're going both sides. I kind of want to say Chucky Keaton could be the player of the year for offense because he runs the ball well. Their offensive line is probably the best in the league at Utah State. Their running back, we don't know, is John Lee, but if he's going to be in front of that huge line that's supposed to be good, he'll put up big numbers. Their wide receiver core could be a bit better, but I think the way he plays, even though he's in a tougher league, I think he could be the player of the year. If we're not stating this super obvious, if it's going to be Derek Carr, David Fales.
David Fales, yeah.
You can't.
I think, yeah. And I mean, my defensive pick, we didn't get to that, but my defensive pick is either going to be DeMarcus Lawrence or it's going to be Jake Feely from San Diego State.
That's awesome. Yep, good choice as well. Part of the reason I say Utah State is because he has a chance against USC to play good, even though it doesn't really count. It does, but it doesn't for league stuff. They get BYU. Well, it's BYU. They get Boise at home. They get all the tough games at home. They got a very good schedule. A favorable Mountain West schedule, and so he can put up some really big numbers against some defenses that may not be that good, like Air Force, San Jose State. Well, their defense is pretty good, but New Mexico's defense is not very good. Hawaii, UNLV. He has plenty of chances.
Colorado State.
Yes, CSU. There. That's why I think he has a chance to be player of the year. That's kind of if we go outside of the obvious. If we go obvious, I'm still going to go Derek Carr just because. But I think Chucky Keaton could be right there with them. And so let's go with the surprise team next. This is basically a team, good or bad. It's obviously going to be good or bad on this one. Like, who will surprise this season? Either be amazing, not be good, just that type of stuff. Who would you put as a surprise team that will either, like I said, exceed or vastly underachieve their season? This season,
I feel like none of these teams can really surprise me. I mean, okay, you know what?
You better rephrase that because I know that's not accurate.
I have a surprise team. Air Force. I think Air Force is going to do surprisingly bad.
Ooh, interesting. Why is that?
Looking at their schedule right here, okay, fine. They open up with Colgate, then they play Utah State at home, then they play at Boise State. At home versus Wyoming, at Nevada. The Mountain seems, the more we've analyzed it, the Mountain seems to be a tougher division. And if New Mexico has been improving like we've seen they have, despite the dismissals and despite everything last year, if Wyoming can pick up their season, if Colorado State, it really is a tough decision. Throw in the fact that you're out of conferences, Navy, Notre Dame, Army. I can't see them winning Commanders in Chief this year, and I can't see them even coming close to beating Notre Dame. I think Air Force is not going to make a bowl game and might even go only 4-8.
Because last year they're kind of a mess. They lost to UNLV, but didn't they beat San Diego State last season? If I'm correct,
yeah,
they played. They're just weird. They started. They're terrible in non-conference. And then they somehow were in contention late in the season for the league title. Then they lose to UNLV somehow. And it's true, that Mountain Division, it's difficult.
It's deceivingly sneaky.
Yeah, because I think we know New Mexico okay, but if you look at all the top 125 teams, Orlando Sentinel, USA Today, Paul Meyerberg, that type of stuff, College Football Zealots, all these guys are ranked, they're putting New Mexico 120 or below. I think that's more – it's like what I think Coach Bob Davey said at Media Day. We just need to prove it. We're not going to get any respect until we get – same reason USC is in the top 25 or Boise State's always ranked. It's off of reputation, even though it shouldn't really be on that. It should be here's who you have back, how many starters, who you're losing, key players. That should take more into consideration to where you're ranked than not ranked or any perception. But New Mexico has been awful in almost over a decade – well – past 5 years, essentially, right before Rocky Long essentially quit on them. They haven't been really good since 03 and 04 when they're contending for the Mountain West back when Utah and BYU were in the league. But I get what you're saying. The only game I could see them winning, or if they have a bad year like you're saying, is Colorado State in their division, who they should beat. Because we know there's potential in Wyoming. Utah State's going to be fine. Boise State's obviously fine. CSU is the most question mark team. They don't know who their quarterback is yet, and they could be starting a true freshman. And so that's an excellent pick there.
Go ahead.
If I'm going to say somebody, I'm going to – I almost wanted to say Air Force because it's an awesome idea.
And we don't have to disagree here.
True, but I'm going to try it. If I'm going to say somebody's going to surprise me, I'm going to go UNLV in a good way. I like the Air Force logic. I think UNLV because they have – NFL caliber talent, Tim Cornette. Nick Sherry's a second year in the system. They bring in a new Tim Houck to run the, what's he, defensive coordinator, is that right? I should know this. Yeah, new defense, hopefully that works out for him.
Their offensive coordinator has gone from Montana now to UNLV, yeah. Who was part of that run. Yeah, and throw in the fact that Tim Cornette's backup was the running back at Northwestern. was a backup at Northwestern, and he got carries.
Correct. And then they have Devontae Davis. He's one of the better receivers in the league. So I think they could surprise, because I'm not going to say go bowl game or anything, but just kind of run through a schedule. At Minnesota is winnable. Arizona, I don't think it's going to happen. Central Michigan, Illinois, Western Illinois, I should say. Oh, excuse me. Their front half of schedule, if they can, here's my kind of caveat to that. If their front half schedule, if they do well, they have a good chance, because I could see them beating Minnesota, beating Central Michigan, Western Illinois, New Mexico, and Hawaii. That puts them at 5-1, which you can laugh at me all you want, but the way they were more competitive last year and they should be better this year, I don't think that's going to be any wild thought out there. They can't be 5-1. It kind of is that they're 5-1, but just looking who they're playing, I think that's a possibility. But then they're going to struggle Fresno, Nevada, San Jose State, Air Force, Utah State, Aztecs. I think they're going to get surprised and be in contention for a bowl game.
I can see that. And that may surprise you, but that's the kind of thing, like, once again, looking at the talent they have on the team, it actually doesn't surprise me.
And the fact last season, they weren't getting blown out 50-0. I think one game, that Hawaii game somehow, they got smoked. But besides that, they were in contention. I think, what would we say, 6 or 7 games within 10 points.
Yep.
Lost. So that's my surprise team that way. Now, let's move on to our dark horse team. And this is a team that can win the league.
Okay.
And
so that's not predicted to win the league.
Correct. That's what I was getting at right now. Here's my interpretation of dark horse. You cannot pick Fresno State or Boise State, San Jose State or Utah State. Is that fair? Because dark horse.
That's fair. Okay.
And I'm still in the fringe of San Diego State, but I would say those are considered the four best teams. So, if you want to include San Diego State or not, but in my opinion, it's like Nevada, Wyoming, Air Force, teams like that. I'll start out with this one. I think if we're going this way, I think I said this team last year, but I could see Wyoming possibly filling that spot as a dark horse to win the league. Anything?
Okay, so looking at Wyoming's schedule, at Nebraska, Idaho, Northern Colorado, those first five games, they can start out 4-1. Maybe 5-1 if they beat New Mexico. Okay, you know what? No. Let's go ahead. 6-1, 7-1. I can totally see Wyoming at a 10-2 season. But the thing is Boise State, are they going to – they're not going to be able to beat Boise State at all.
They don't have to.
I don't think. But is Boise State going to make enough mistakes for Wyoming to sneak past them? And can they sneak past Utah State? Because I put a Utah State as a solid second.
True. But the thing is, their schedule is difficult as well. They go to San Jose State, they go to Bronco State, and they go to Logan, Utah for the Aggies. So
I don't see that as a – I see where you're coming from. I can't see it as a realistic dark horse just because who they play against at on the road.
True. I get – because we're leaving at Utah State, they're a pretty good choice there. I guess – who would you say then? Because I was kind of going between Wyoming and Nevada.
Yeah.
You can always go with San Diego State. They're out there.
I could go with San Diego State. And San Diego State seems like a logical choice. You know what? We've been really confused by Colorado State. But look at Colorado. Look at how Colorado State sets up. The only difficult team they play on the road is at Utah State.
Let me pull up the schedule.
In conference. They play Colorado at Mile High. They beat them. They can beat Tulsa. They can beat Cal Poly. They'll lose to Alabama. They can beat UTEP. To San Jose State.
How many fans does
San Jose State get out of the game? Nope, that's not a real home team advantage.
No, they host San Jose State.
All right, they host San Jose State.
You're right. The only tough – this could be a better choice, but I just don't see the talent quite there yet. I see more at Wyoming. But if you go by schedule, why not? They go to Wyoming, which is a rival game, and it's toss-up. At Hawaii, very winnable game. At New Mexico, Utah State's the only tough road game they really have by talent-wise.
They avoid Fresno State.
Yeah. They got Boise, Nevada at home, and they get the three best teams they play in the league are at home.
Yeah. Or the yeah.
Yeah. On their schedule. Well, on their schedule.
No. They're at Utah State, but.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, my mistake. Yeah.
So two of the best teams at home.
And then also Nevada, who's right there too.
And if they get a hot start, if they are 3-0 by the time they play Alabama, it's going. I mean, Alabama they won't win against, but it'll be a good test to see where they are at.
True, but the thing, I'm not going to pick them. We don't know who the quarterback is. They've always had issues at running game, even though it should be better this year with Chris Nwoke and Dylan Alexander back there. Defense, look at the Boise State games, like 28 zip in the first 10 minutes last year, I think, or the year before. Defense hasn't been great. That's why I can't go with them. And Nevada, I was looking, what reason Nevada has talent, but they have a difficult schedule at San Diego State, at Boise, at Fresno. That's too difficult. That's why I think Wyoming can be the team if we're going to pick a dark horse to win the league.
All right. I mean,
I get to what you're saying with Colorado State, but if we don't know their quarterback, that's why I can't pick them right now.
I think in terms of dark horse,
I think Wyoming's talented. Just at least on offense, as talented as almost any team in the league. At worst case in the conversation.
But their defense is just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and what Matt said last show.
But then this is why these are dark horses, because you wouldn't let us pick Utah State or San Jose State either.
Well, I think they're in contention. They're top two teams. They were picked first and second in their division.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's not, dark horse can't be a runner up in your division. Dark horse is UNLV or Wyoming teams that didn't go to bowl game last year, making this huge turnaround.
I can see Wyoming.
So your official pick is CSU then for dark horse?
My official pick is CSU.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to, let me pull up a list here. Okay. Upset of the year.
Ooh.
I need the schedule in front of me. We probably should write this down.
Any game or like in conference?
No, I say any game. Let's do both. Let's do in league and out of league.
Okay.
Do you have one on top of your mind while I pull up the schedule here?
Yeah. No. Non-conference?
Oh, I know where you're going on this one already.
You know, I would say that victory mark.
What's their song? Victory or something? Is that what their fight song is called? USC, which I'm assuming.
Going down against Utah State.
Okay.
But that shouldn't be really a big surprise.
Here's why it is. To you and me, it's, and people who know Utah State a little bit, which we're getting there. I may know a tiny bit more. But nationally, it's going to be huge because Utah State's been worse than New Mexico ever. History, they've always been terrible. They had the John L. Smith bowl game somehow. He left, and then Gary Anderson rose him up from nothing. And now hopefully Matt Wells can keep that train going. That nationally, it'd be huge, but the way Utah State has, because also it shouldn't really be, because look what they did to Auburn a couple years ago. They should have beat Auburn with Trekkie Keaton, true freshman.
And they should have beaten Wisconsin.
Yeah, and BYU should have beaten them, but not as big as a name if you think about rankings and stuff.
I think in terms of what we would think as a bigger upset, New Mexico beating Pitt. That's going to be the bigger upset. In my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
No. But you're okay. These are also kind of logical upsets. It's not like it's, let's see here.
My crazy, stupid upset pick.
Like last year?
I'll be doing those. Hey. Just wait. I will be having those every single week this year.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. But it's not like CSU Alabama. That's just a crazy upset pick that's not going to happen unless a million things go right for CSU. Such as Alabama missing the bus or something to their own home game. One of those type of things. So that's a good upset. If I'm going to go with the logical possible upsets, this is my out-of-conference one. I don't know. Because I don't see San Diego State over Oregon State that big of an upset. So I'm not going there. Air Force Notre Dame. I'm same with you. I think Air Force is kind of wishy-washy for this year. Should I go... Oh, this is not the best radio to listen to, but... Would it be? No, I'm not gonna pick. Because I agree with you, but I want to pick a different one.
Okay, fine.
I'm seriously kind of leaning San Diego State over Ohio State.
Yes. Oh, I really wanted to pick that. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Oh my goodness.
The only reason, because we know San Diego State, they're in a vicinity of a top 40 team. They have a good ground attack. They have a fairly experienced quarterback. They're familiar going to up against the quarterback who's on the move, going up against Nevada, even though Braxton Miller's better than Cody Fajardo. I believe, isn't Ohio State going to be missing that running back for a couple of games, even though he wasn't kicked off the team?
I think so.
I think he's suspended for a little bit. The tune-up game, they get Buffalo at Ohio State. San Diego State, I think they host FCS team. Yeah, Eastern Illinois. I've been kind of thinking of that all year, because that 21-point underdog thing just kind of, I didn't think that was accurate. And they have, look, Jake, you said Jake Philly could be the best linebacker, not linebacker, but best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, no, it's once again, it's not illogical, but it's not logical either. I mean, that's more, it's a borderline, very bold, upset around pick.
I could have gone Nevada, Florida State, but I just don't see that happening.
I was going to go Utah, UNLV over Arizona, originally.
That's not a bad one. I was kind of looking around like, I want to go big, kind of.
No, that's definitely going big over the number two ranked team in the country preseason. That's going big. Delana. And it's something that we can honestly see happening. Look at Ohio State last year versus Cal.
Good point. The only other one I was kind of thinking about is maybe Air Force Notre Dame, just because of run option offense, and it's late in the year and they should know what's going on by then. But for some reason, I'm not sold Air Force, even though they'll probably surprise us and be 6-6 at worst. So now let's go to in-league game.
In-league upset.
Yeah, what do you think would be the biggest upset? Well, the biggest upset that conceivably can happen. Not just, I want New Mexico or UNO Hawaii to beat Boise State, or to even play Boise State, but one of those type of things. Hawaii beating anybody? Can we just throw that out the window?
biggest upset in league?
Yeah.
The Fremont Cannon returns to Las Vegas.
Oh my. UNLV over Nevada. Where's that game at this year?
Is in Reno.
Oh, they would go crazy if that would happen.
It returns.
It'd be painted red.
It will be painted red.
Can they get it fixed if it's in Las Vegas, though? That's what I want to know. If UNLV wins it, they need to fix. Whoever wins it needs to fix the cannon to make it functional.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. No. Totally...
You got to at least do that. Okay. So you go. That's a good one, and it's out there, but that's what these are. If I'm going to go one, I want to say stupid. Sorry, computer. My control F is not properly helping me out tonight. So if we go in league, is there anybody? I don't know. UNLV Nevada, that's really good, man. I'm not going to go Nevada over Boise because...
No.
No. San Diego State over anybody, no. I'm actually going to pick... Let's see. I might go New Mexico versus somebody. I should have looked this up before. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
You're probably going to hate me, but I'm going to say New Mexico beats Utah State.
Ooh.
It's at New Mexico, mid-October.
Is that going to ruin? But see, that would just influence New Mexico's chances on getting a bowl game. But, I mean, wow.
I was just going through a schedule quickly.
Wow. And if New Mexico is on a six-game winning streak going into that game? Wow. Okay. I can't argue that. I mean,
you're high in New Mexico, and you're very high in Utah State. I just think that's a pretty big upset, just because of where Utah State's getting some ranked in the polls, getting some love that way, the others receiving vote category.
And has Utah State traveled to the desert?
New Mexico State in a whack.
New Mexico State, yeah.
UTEP, I believe, possibly.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
Also, Utah is a desert as well, you know.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Hey, these are supposed to be surprise and shocking, I guess, and that's what we're kind of doing. All right, next up on the list, if... I keep losing a page. Where did they go? There we go. No.
Stop pressing buttons.
I think I closed a page out. Why did I? Why would I do that? All right.
So I'm
here. Oh, I got it. It keeps reloading because I see my little circle on my icon going. Okay, next up, you're fired, Donald Trump. You're what? I'm not gonna do a bad Donald impersonation.
You're fired.
There you go.
All right.
Are we gonna pick the same person here?
I don't think so. Actually.
You're not going to go the easy out, Bobby Houck?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you don't think he'll be fired? If we're going to go, there's only so few options because you're not going to, there's new coaches. You're not going to see Matt Wells be gone. You're not going to see Ron Carragher at San Jose State gone. Chris Peterson ain't getting fired. Rocky Long's fine.
Go ahead and pick your Bobby Houck. I think you're going to get surprised by the answer I have.
Okay, yeah, I'll just go with Houck. Him, there's Dave Christensen maybe, but probably not. But I'll go with Bobby Houck just because UNLV's been terrible forever. I think they will be better, but out of the most logical people, I got to pick him. He's been just so bad for the past couple years.
Is Lane Kiffin coming in?
If Utah State beats USC, yes.
Okay. okay, so writing my Air Force surprisingly bad pick?
No way.
I'm going to go ahead and say Troy Calhoun is out.
Fired or leaving?
No, fired.
He's not going to be fired. No way.
After a 4-8 season?
He made a bowl game every year so far he's been there.
Has he?
Are you looking that up right now?
Yeah, I'm literally looking it up right now.
They've been to the Texas Bowl like 3 straight years. Okay, maybe not the first year. I'm trying to check it out as well. But he's
9-4, 8-5, 8-5, 9-4, 7-6, 6-7.
He's not getting fired.
No, he's not getting fired. Dave Christensen. Fly boy.
The default non Bobby Houck answer.
Default non Bobby Houck answer. Is there any just other... because I think Bobby Houck is honestly going to make the cut this year.
I think he will, but there's nobody. Thing is, there's so few options. But Bob Davies not going anywhere. Like I said, Matt Wells, Ron Carragher, Rocky Long just signed an extension.
Chris Peterson, after a 10-2, third straight 10-2 season, he's going to get canned.
Yeah, of course. Norm Chow's in his second year.
No, really, I mean, it's either going to be Bobby Houck or Dave Christensen. And, I mean, either one of those I don't think are going to go, really.
Okay, let's move on to the next question then. Will there be a coach that moves on to a better job as a head coach?
Ooh. Are you going to go first?
I'm trying to decide here. Because I could say Troy Calhoun, but he already turned down the Denver Broncos and the Colorado Buffaloes. And he's a former NFL coach. So he's not going anywhere. Chris Peterson's not going anywhere.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead. This is going to be really bold. Matt Wells.
Okay, where do you think he would end up? If he's leaving for a better job, where would he end up? Like, what... I know it's hard to predict 125 schools, but what do you think he would do? He's not going to Utah because I don't think Kyle Wood and him is going to be gone, even if he gets a second straight losing season that's expected.
No, it wouldn't be Kyle.
He's not going to go to USC. Would it be somewhere in the West Coast?
Oh, I'm bringing up the coach's hot seat right now. Hold on. I got to see who's...
Phil Steele's coach's hot seat?
I don't know. It's coacheshotseat.com.
That's a good website.
Okay, so while
here's the thing too, though, to know about him, his coaching career is very limited. He's been at New Mexico for a couple of years, wide receiver coordinator. Is that Louisville quarterback coach, passing game coordinator? He's only been an offensive coordinator for 1 year in 2012. Head coach, first year head coach. So he doesn't have the big enough coordinator experience. I don't think, but kind of where? What's your kind of a basis idea? Because you got to think who could get fired. Steve Sarkisian at Washington's probably on the bubble, perhaps.
No, I will tell you. Okay, ready for this one?
Yeah.
I think Kirk Ferentz.
Dude, if they haven't fired him yet, man, he hasn't been fired. They're not going to fire him, even though he makes like $10 million a year.
I think Kirk Ferentz is on the hot seat.
And you would think he would go to Iowa?
They offered him enough?
Let's rephrase this. Would Iowa want him?
I think Iowa would want him, especially, I'm going to assume this. If Gary Anderson is successful at Wisconsin this season, and Iowa's having it, and so is Utah State, and if Iowa's having another horrible season, it's extremely possible that Iowa's saying, hey, look at the Mountain West coaches. I mean, everybody's talent is still up. Utah State is still good, even though they've had a, change of coaches. Why not?
Okay. I still think he's going anywhere that soon. I don't think it's hard to say. If they get to, they're a contention for the league, could win 10 games again. But I'm going to say.
You're saying, it's a better pro coaching position. The most we can say is if there's a coach who moves, they're pretty much going to go to a parallel position. Would you think that Tim DeRuiter would leave?
That's why maybe. I'm trying to see where he's been at before. He's been at Texas A&M. He's been at Air Force. He's now at Fresno. He's been at Ohio, Navy, Nevada. He's been a lot of places. I think he could, because why not ride out the sunset of Derek Carr's leaving? If they win the league... It also depends on the job. If he's going to stay out west and go to a job, it would be USC or Washington would be the most logical scenario, because anybody else on the West Coast is not going anywhere. He's not going to take over at Stanford. Cal's going to keep Sonny Dykes there, first-year coach. UCLA's perfectly fine with their situation. I don't know if it's any coach, because it's got to be somebody win the league. It's not going to be Chris Peterson, of course. Because I'm not going to see Bobby Houck.
I could see Chris Peterson possibly going to NFL.
That's a conversation for another day, I guess.
Yeah.
If we're going to go any coach to leave, I could see Tim DeRuiter being up there. Because you got to X everybody else. Calhoun's not going anywhere. Houck's not getting a better job. Christensen, I could maybe see him. I could see Jim McElwain going somewhere else if he can get Colorado State to a bowl game.
Auburn.
Maybe not, because he was at Fresno State. Wasn't McElwain at Fresno State as their coordinator before he went to Alabama?
Because Fresno State's offense has never been a problem.
True. Here's the thing, though, I think why it could be – I'm going to go Jim McElwain. That assumed to get him to a bowl game.
And remember, he was at Alabama.
That's what I'm saying. He has ties out in that area. But then again, if you look at the SEC, because I was listening to a solid verbal a while ago, like, who's going to be gone in the SEC? The only logical coach is like Dan Mullen at Mississippi State. Because unless Kevin Sumlin goes to the NFL, and then I could obviously see Tim DeRuiter taking over A&M since he was there before. That could make sense, because Kevin Sumlin, last season I believe there was talks about him going to the NFL.
Right? I could see him going to Mississippi State.
Possibly, if Dan Mullen's gone. So I think DeRuiter could be gone, and then you got... I don't know. I can see DeRuiter or McElwain, but would you see McElwain going to Mississippi State?
I would see him going East Coast before West Coast.
I don't know. He's not West
Coast. I can't say exactly what school he would go to.
That's obviously very difficult. But those are the two, I think. Maybe Christensen. Because here's the thing. If Gary Pinkel has gone at Missouri, maybe they'll bring back the guy who ran the offense there pretty well, if he can have Wyoming do a good job this season. To go back to a familiarity there in Wyoming and Missouri. So that's kind of the thing. If I'm going to go coordinator, I think Dave Schramm has the best chance at the head coaching job, the OC at Fresno.
Okay.
I don't know how many coordinators you know, but just kind of top of your head, he's probably my number one guy to go anywhere. Anybody else? Nobody at UNLV, I don't think. Air Force, no. Wyoming.
Maybe another Boise State coordinator.
True. Do you think who's their offensive coordinator this year? They have the same guy finally for a couple years in a row.
Yeah, Robert Prince again. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think it's going to be Boise State's defensive coordinator.
Okay, I could see him, or it could be – I think Dave Schramm's number one. If Fresno does good, who knows where he'll go. Maybe he could stay in league if UNLV or Wyoming gets rid of their coach or they're gone. That's kind of who I think next in line. That was somewhat entertaining. I don't know that level of conversation. Yeah. But let's move on.
Yeah.
Fumbled season, I guess this kind of goes back to our surprise team. Is your fumbled season Air Force, or would you pick somebody else?
Well, see, this is a team that will do worse than what's predicted by national outlets. Okay. I don't think in terms of the Mountain West, I don't think many national outlets know too many names outside of Boise State, Fresno State, Utah State, you know, Nevada, San Jose State, San Diego State. And I think out of those teams, I'm going to go ahead and say Nevada will be worse than what most of the national pundits are saying.
Okay, so if we see a good team that's going to stumble, yeah. Nevada. I could see, because just what kind of transition, well, let's do one more thing that will transition to those questions. If we're going to go fumbled season, who's going to be, it's going to be a good team that does bad. Let me look at the schedule. I think I might say, even though I like San Diego State maybe beating Ohio State, maybe I'll say them fumbling the season away. Oh, my goodness. Where's my schedule? I have too many tabs open. No, I'll just go. I think, actually, I don't know, because I don't see any of the top teams doing that poorly. Like, expect...
Is Fresno State going to crash and burn like they did before? I don't think so. I think they're too strong.
I think they're going to be past that. They're not necessarily win the league, but when they say fumble, I'm assuming, like, let's example, say we predict Boise State's predicted to win the league as the only ranked team. Them going 8-4 would be crap fumble in the season.
Yeah. Them going 9-3 would be fumbling in the season. So, I mean...
Actually, hold on. I think I may actually go with the Broncos on this question here. Not that they will, but here... Okay, hear me out. Here's why.
No, okay.
At Washington, at Utah State, at BYU, at San Diego State.
At Fresno State.
And at Fresno State. That's where, if we're going fumbling, they've won 10 games. I've mentioned this a few times. Going back to when they had intramural man, Dan Mullen. I think his name for a minute.
Dan Hawkins.
Thinking the other guy. Yeah, Dan Hawkins, yes.
Who just got fired from the Montreal Alouettes. How bad do you have after, to be like, to get fired games. From
and no,
Canadian Football League?
And after winning a game, too. After winning a game, he got fired. So going back to him, they've had one season less than 10 wins. So I'm going to say, I think Boise, even though I think Boise State will probably be at worst be in the title game, I'm going to go with them for most likely to fumble the season because their schedule is probably their toughest they've had in a long time.
Okay, so I mean, what in terms of a fumbled season for Boise State?
Lose to Washington, lose to San Diego State and Fresno. I think 9-3, I think they could see maybe 8-4 because BYU is going to be pretty good. Air Force will probably give them a little trouble, but I think 8-4 would be a fumbled season for them just based on their schedule. Because I don't want out of the other good teams, I could see anybody doing it, but their schedule, and I could go San Diego State, but I could go with them. Just got to be bold a little bit in this, I guess, because I could see it happening. I could say, well, they're not going to win 10 games forever, but they literally have won 10 games almost forever.
It's been a long time. 2005 was the last time they won less than 10 games.
I believe so. So I'll just go Boise State just for the heck of it for who they play, because I think Utah State will be fine. Let's move on to the last question then. I believe it's the last one. Who's going to make the title game? Is it just consensus Fresno, Boise State, and move on?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I think it's going to go to that too. If we're going to... Do you want
you know what? No. Boise State, San Jose State.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be purely on Fresno State and San Jose State will be tied at season's end, but I think San Jose State will be ranked higher.
But it's not by rankings. It goes by head-to-head. The ranking thing for BCS to host is only for hosting the game.
Okay, but I mean, what happens when you go, okay, so head-to-head. I mean, if they're head-to-head and they have the same exact record...
If it goes by the old tiebreak, because last year the reason there was a three-way tie, well, different. Okay, I think it goes, well, it's got to be head-to-head, but I thought it was something else. So it doesn't matter. Do you think, because it's the last game of the year, do you think they'll both be, no, it goes by record, first of all, then the head-to-head.
Oh.
Because think about it, even if they win, say they're 7-0, Fresno's 6-1, they lost to Boise. But San Jose State, five and two, and win, and they both have two losses.
And San Jose State would get the nod. Okay, correct. Yeah.
So
I'm going to say the West is going to depend on that final game of the season.
You think that's what it'll come down to? And you think it'll be because it's at San Jose State, they'll take care of business?
Yeah.
You don't see San Jose State losing any other league games then? Or just one league game. They'll both be 6-1 in that game.
Yeah, they'll be both 6-1 before that game.
So who do you have? They miss Boise State. Who is San Jose State losing to then? Utah State?
Yes.
San Diego State, Nevada?
Yeah, so they'll lose to Utah State.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go. These are our official predictions as well. You know that, right?
Yeah. No, I'm well aware of that.
I'm gonna say Fresno's gonna win the league over Boise State. I'm not going to say who's going to win that first game. I just say it's gonna be a rematch and Fresno's gonna beat Boise State.
I'm gonna go ahead Boise State over San Jose State.
Okay. Lock it up. That's what we got there.
All right.
And Fresno will get over their expectation chokehold of doing poorly when they're supposed to do good. All right, so let's move into our – we have a few questions here. The first one, let's go to the transition question. It's a pretty good one. Or actually, really, really quick, do you think any team will make a BCS game out of the Mountain West?
Yes.
Whoever wins the league, you believe?
I think it's whoever wins the league, I think is Boise State. And once again, I'm speaking as a homer here, but I'm also seeing a very realistic – undefeated season for Boise State as well.
It's possible.
And they open up at Washington, and we know that, you know, the two have faced in the Las Vegas Bowl, but I think Chris Peterson also has some demons to face from that 2007 game that they should have beat Washington that they didn't. Correct. At Husky Stadium. I think Boise State's going to go in there and take care of business, and then it's going to be the rest of the season.
I just think they're going to have to be undefeated because there's not going to be a one-loss team like Northern Illinois was last year. Or even be top 16 real, because Louisville, the American Conference, still gets the automatic bid to the BCS. I'm assuming Louisville will be higher than 12. Because I think they can go undefeated. And so that's why whoever's going to win the league for a BCS game needs to be undefeated. Even though Louisville will take a hit late in the year when they play their craptastic schedule that the American Conference is. I'm going to say no. There's not going to be a Mountain West team in the BCS. Even though I obviously would like one to be. I'm going to say
this. So you don't think Fresno State will make a BCS game? If you're officially picking Fresno State over Boise State, I mean, that to me says BCS game. Even with the loss to Boise State earlier in the season.
I just don't think they'll be top 12 if they lose to Boise State.
Well, once again, it's when you lose and who you lose to.
True, but the rest of their schedule... nobody's going to be ranked, in my opinion. Maybe San Diego State.
Maybe San Jose State.
Maybe. I'm still going to say there's not going to be one. I'd obviously like there to be one. I don't think there's going to be an undefeated team in the Mountain West. The league's too good to have that happen. So I just don't think that would be the case. It'd be awesome if it did and go out and play whoever, but not the case. So let's move into questions here. Let's do the easy question. San Jose State, Utah State coming to the new league. Transition-wise, what do you think? Do you think there's going to be too much of an issue? We both assume they're going to be status quo.
They're going to be fine.
Because Nevada did struggle last year despite having a pretty good offense and some good players. Stephon Jefferson.
Yeah, but Nevada had no defense. See, both San Jose State and Utah State are fairly balanced on both sides of the ball.
True, but Utah State also lost their defensive coordinator or head coach, Gary Anderson.
Right.
So you're assuming more of a Fresno transition, not...
Yeah, Nevada. I'm assuming, yeah.
I think there could be some stumbling blocks, but I just think more on the Utah State side, I believe it more because they've been recruiting better, getting better players. But then nobody knew what David Fells was going to do, and look what he did. I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be more Fresno than Nevada, which means kind of right in line with what they did before.
Right.
Let's also go to our favorite Twitter person who actually sends us questions all the time. Tim Suzov, My Dog's Cool. There we go, at My Dog's Cool. His question is, what's your favorite side for opening weekend for barbecue? Your favorite barbecue
and sides.
So what type of barbecue, where you live, what's considered barbecue? Because it depends where you live.
Well, see, we're in California, so there's no such thing as true barbecue.
Frying avocado and pineapple?
Yeah, right?
Grill some
veggies and some fruits and then put it on some meat. You know what? No, here's my favorite barbecue. All right? I love shish kebab. Barbecued shish kebab.
You really are from California. That's not really, no kidding.
Hell no, that's pork. That's a Mediterranean thing, damn it.
I know. Yes. Yes, I got you. That, no, that's fine. Barbecue is different everywhere. Like, where I'm out here in Utah, and not that I'm from here, but apparently if you put a hot dog and hamburgers, that's a barbecue.
Yeah. But if I have sides for opening weekend, my favorite sides, even though I love macaroni salad, my favorite sides is macaroni and cheese, but you have to make it with really hot sauce and chop some ham up in there.
That is quite odd. As for my barbecue, I just like ribs is awesome. My make moon ribs are so, I think they're very good. And also like some pulled pork or sandwich, something like that. As for a side, it's just potato salad, the best way to go.
Pulled pork is not barbecue.
If you do it barbecue, you can do it the right way. Yes, it is. A shish kebab is less barbecue than almost hot dogs. Think about it. Is you've ever been to a barbecue place that does pulled pork and things where it's barbecue sauce marinated, that type of stuff?
Right. No, I get it. Fine.
So if you can say shish kebab, I can say that.
Fine, be that way.
And then I'd go with mustard potato salad as an excellent side,
which is a delicious side.
Yes. As for the legitimate question, as for on the field,
that was a legitimate question.
You didn't hear the end. As it compares to on the field.
Okay.
Who has the best defense in each division?
Easy. Boise State has the best defense in the Mountain, and San Diego State has the best defense in the West. However, it could be challenged by San Jose State this year.
I'm going to say Utah State has a better defense because their linebacking core is amazing.
Okay.
Not that Boise State's not going to be good. They'll be right there. Those are the best two by far in that division, but I'm going to give Utah State the edge. As for the West, even you think San Diego State's better than Fresno State's defense?
Yes.
Can we just say Nevada's number six?
Nevada's number six.
I see San Diego State. They have obviously Jake Feely's very good, but San Diego State has a very good secondary with Ben Wicker. That's correct.
Ben Wickery.
Ben Wickery. Sorry, is that my name? Adam Wayma for this year. Ben Wickery.
Yep.
Hey, I got it right. I'll go with you. I'm gonna go Fresno State. I think they'll have a better defense than San Diego State. Even though that 3-3-5 is pretty tricky, Rocky Long rolls out there every week. But I'll go Fresno. That's what we'll do in the divisional side. So hope you like those questions. My dog is cool. We answer this. Should we also let's merge into the EDSBS questions, which could be legitimate or not. Who's in the Mountain West?
before we go to the EDSBS questions, because those get silly quite quickly.
Well, I was going to mention that because we mentioned each division of the defense.
Okay, so first EDSBS question is, who is in the Mountain West? In the West, we have Fresno State, Hawaii, Nevada, San Diego State, San Jose State, and UNLV. And in the Mountain, we have Air Force, Boise State, Colorado State, New Mexico, Utah State, and Wyoming.
There you go. Did you have to look on a list to know those?
No, actually.
I might have, or at least it would take me longer to roll those off, because I should know them better, but I still have to give a quick second or two to think about it. So that's just the Mountain West, and by this point, you should have already known that. We already answered Keegan's question, sleeper in each division. I went with
Wyoming. Rich's question.
What was that?
Rich's question. Will the Rams make a bowl game, and if so, how many wins?
What do you think? This is also our buddy.
Remember,
Rich.
Colorado State was my dark horse pick as well.
True. And it's also Rich Kurtzman of the Examiner.com who does CSU stuff with them. So he wants a separate opinion who's not too in deep with the program.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
You think it's possible?
I say they go 6-6.
Well, that's impossible because they have 13 games. They have to win 7 games.
Sorry.
That's the issue with them. That's why I'm not really sure if they can, because they took care of that Hawaii exemption by getting Alabama and paid about $1 million or $2 for that game.
You know what? No. Okay, fine. They go 7-6.
Who are they going to beat? How are they going to get there?
Colorado.
Yes.
At Tulsa. Pauley.
Okay.
UTEP. They'll win the border war.
Okay.
They'll beat at Hawaii.
Okay.
And then they'll beat Air Force at the end of the season.
7. See, I agree most everything. Just Tulsa, I don't think that could be done. And I could see them being close to a bowl game. I don't think they'll get there. I think they'll get 5 or 6 wins. Because I agree with you, they should beat Colorado, Cal Poly, should beat UTEP, not guaranteed, but I think they can get take care of that one. They'll beat Hawaii, and then out of like Air Force, New Mexico, Wyoming, they might get one or two more. So I think 5 or 6. I just, you know, the quarterback situation, it's hard without knowing who's doing that right now. I think they'll be close, but not quite getting there.
Okay.
So, Rich, you're in luck. It's 50-50 chance from what we think. Let's see, what other stuff do we have here?
I think that's it on the Twitter questions.
Let me check my own really quick. Let me, I think I got one or two over there. Let me double check and refresh this.
Your Twitter question. Facebook question comes from Steve and Jesse.
Oh, we got a Facebook question?
Facebook question. Why isn't Hawaii a full member? Why did the Mountain West agree to that arrangement? So,
good question.
You want to answer this or shall I?
Go for it. What do you think?
All right. So, first of all, the Hawaii is not a full member. And I think purely from a financial standpoint, it was smarter for Hawaii to put all their sports in the Big West. And really, for the Mountain West, it was smart for them because they essentially have to travel less, especially when you have these smaller cities. With Hawaii being in the Big West, not only are you competitive with other sports, Hawaii women's volleyball has absolutely just dominated the competition, and they're middle of the road in their both basketball teams. And their Rainbow Warriors baseball team, which the Big West is very much known for having a very good baseball conference, is up there. And so financially it made sense.
More, also, I think it's more for Hawaii sense than the Mountain West sense, because Hawaii...
That's the other thing. But with the Big West, essentially all you have to do is fly into Los Angeles or fly into Sacramento to get to any of the schools that you need to get to.
And also, there's times where they may do it this year where they come to the mainland. Like, they play UNLV quite a bit. They could be playing UNLV when they're in the WAC, had a conference game versus New Mexico State, and just have teachers come with them or advisors and do classwork during the week instead of flying back and forth. Yeah. And, but if you think about baseball, you're gone. You play. Yeah, it's over the weekend, but you can go twice a week to games. I don't recall how their baseball schedule worked before, but I know most baseball, they'll play 1 or 2 games midweek and then a weekend series.
That's exactly
right. And they could be gone for a week or two at a time. Like, say they had to play whoever in the WAC. Doesn't matter, whoever. They could be gone for a week and a half.
That's exactly. So, in terms of both the conference play and for Hawaii's purposes, it was both a very good agreement on actually all three.
Also,
both Hawaii, Big West, and Mountain West.
As well, there's the exemption to play at Hawaii, get that 13th game. That's how CSU took advantage of... adding Alabama, yeah, it's a road game. Typically, you do a home game. But when you get paid between $1 and $2 million to go to Alabama, that's kind of the reason. Even though they don't, not every team takes advantage of that. Which I think they should because there's even numbers now, 12 total. Instead of doing 7 conference games or doing whatever they're doing 8 instead of what the odd number they had for 1 year, I think. I'm completely wrong on that. But I think also the exemption played a part of it too, to have them for football. And... Big West gave them that subsidiary to the travel whatever agreement. Wasn't there some cash involved with that?
Yeah.
So that's the main reason why. I like them football only. They've never been very good at anything else too much. And historically, football, they've always been pretty good. So they're a good team to add in. Recruiting a little bit as well, even though more schools like Oregon and the Pac-12 are getting guys from Hawaii.
Steal BYU recruits away from Hawaii.
Well, BYU and Utah, huge, because the Polynesian guy folks come out to Utah a lot. But that's kind of the main reason why. Plus, it would have been a weird number as well, because I think if you boil it down to everything, they've always wanted 12 teams. And if they for any sport, like if you look at basketball, for football, they've always wanted 12 teams. If they had 10 last – what did they have last year? 10, is that right? Yeah, 10 last year. So conference realignment's still going nuts. 10 last year, add the 2, you get 12. But for the other sports, 13 is really awkward for basketball. And so that I think that's part of it too. We don't need them. They had a better fit for their own personal reason to stay or to move to the Big West. So that's kind of where that as well. So let's move on. Is that? Should we go to the crazy questions? Do we have any other crazy questions?
I think we've got a lot more crazy questions. Well, is there anyone how's your Twitter questions?
Oh, I didn't have any. We're good. They're the same.
Okay, so do we want TCU back?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would say.
Question, do you want BYU back?
Well, if we bring back TCU, I would say we want BYU back as well.
I say BYU because they're scheduling everybody in the Mountain West outside of the Front Range schools. So, yeah.
It's like a provisional agreement like Notre Dame is with the ACC now.
Almost.
So, we've already talked about, is Fresno any good this year? You actually picked them. Do we have any autographed memorabilia from Mr. Manziel? If not, would we like to buy some?
Chucky Keaton has some trading cards available.
Yes, we do not have any autographed memorabilia from Mr. Manziel. We do not want to buy any.
It's too expensive.
Exactly.
I don't know, five figures for anything.
But we do have free Chucky Keaton signature trading cards.
Yes, Heisman memorabilia, possibly.
Chucky Keaton for Heisman.
Yes. Oh, thanks for mentioning I picked Fresno over Boise State. I will wreck that comment.
Go ahead. So here's a good question for you. Okay. So obviously this comes back to, are we going to get our Heisman? Yeah. So we're gonna have a Heisman show pretty soon.
Yes, that's almost confirmed. Yes. Well, it is, but I have some issues, but we're working on it. It's a good chance it's going to happen.
Okay.
I shouldn't ruin anything, but we should have them on.
This will be my question to you.
What's that?
All right. Who out of the Mountain West, all the Mountain West players, and this is actually going to lead into our top 50 Mountain West players,
that's right. I forgot we're going to be revealing that to listeners who've been paying attention.
Be the player who would be most likely to win the Heisman from the Mountain West.
Win or just go to New York City? Because winning's not going to happen.
Let's just go to New York City.
It's only a couple players, I think, have the possibility to do so. You have to be on a very good team, most likely undefeated. Because if you go back in Heisman history, David Carr had an awesome year, didn't get invited to New York City for some reason. He did not. When Utah and Alex Smith, he got invited, was, I think, third or fourth place in 2004. Nobody from Boise – Kellen Moore was invited in 2008? No.
2009,
yeah. When they went to the – when they played TCU, correct?
Yeah.
Andy Dalton didn't get to go when they went to the Rose Bowl. Look at Randy Moss. When he went in Marshall, he was, in my opinion, the best player in college football that year, wide receiver for Marshall. Got invited, but that's about it.
Moore got invited in 2010.
Oh, 10. Yeah, something like that. Okay. And he, what did he get, fifth place, I think?
Fourth
place. So, if we're going to get an invitation, I'm going to go either Chucky Keaton. There's three guys, Chucky Keaton, Derek Carr, or David Fells. If I'm going to pick one, since I've already said Fresno's going to win the league, I'm going to go with Derek Carr.
I'm going to – I'm going to go Chucky Keaton.
I could see that as well because he's dynamic a little bit because he can run past numbers, add up a bit more. I could see Chucky Keaton. That means you'd have to – hopefully they're in the title game or winning the league. Because if they're a 10-2 team, they're not going to get a sniff at the Heisman unless they put up 6,000 total yards or something.
Remember, I have Boise State going undefeated, but I can see Utah State going 11-1 and losing only to Boise State.
In the regular season? Yeah, because they're in the same division, the Mountain. So, excellent. Okay, that makes sense. Let's. There's one other thing we should get to really quick. If there's a... We know you're going to some games. I'm going to be hopefully at a couple.
Well, we don't know for sure if I'm going to be going to some games. It's let's just put it this way. You know how the Facebook relationship status is always say it's complicated. That's how my life with college football is right now. it's complicated stage.
Okay, let's do this. If you can go to, let's pick one game out of any league or non-league game. What game would you want to go to?
Just in the Mountain West.
Yeah. It could be, what I'm referring to. It doesn't have to be a conference game. Like, is yours Utah State USC because you think the upset's going to happen? I know you really want to be there, right?
I really do want to be there. It's a game that I'm seriously considering as well.
So is that your game you'd want to go to? If you could have one game, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Southern California. It's in, what is it, October? It's no games at Hawaii, just to be in
September
Hawaii.
September 21st.
Oh, September. That's right. Okay. Let's see here. I mean,
and my second choice would actually be, just purely for the experience, Colorado State at Alabama.
That would be a good one. Okay, how do I get to my? Sorry, I'm trying to get my schedule up here to see. I apparently closed it out when I was going to ask this question. I can see. I'd like to get, people say the Coliseum is a crappy place to watch football, which it may be. But when you got a possible upset against one of the best programs ever, I would say, phone call, let's ignore that real quick. I'd want to go to San Diego State, Ohio State. Not because I picked them for the upset, but why not go to that game when it should be a compelling game, regardless of the outcome. And I think it'll be, if not an upset, which is suit the highest expectation, the best, biggest, well, optimism, I should say, that'd be a good game in general, I think. It should, early in the season, it should be, we'll know who these teams are, whether Ohio State's really going to be a national title contender, because San Diego State could possibly be their toughest game outside of Michigan.
They will be their toughest game outside of Michigan.
You think it will?
Well, yep.
Northwestern, did they play Northwestern? But we're not going to get in their schedule, which I already pulled up here, and they do, so that could be a decent game. They play Cal again on the road. But it's one of the tougher games, and that'd be cool. Besides experience, it should be a pretty good game, in my opinion, not a blowout. I think it'll be whoever wins, if it's Ohio State, maybe 10 to 14 points at most, and not until the end of the game. So that's where I go with that. So now, let's move on to the list. We've had some controversy, people not liking us too much. Why do you have this guy too low? Why does Chris put Ben White Willeker at 47 on his list?
Ben Wickery.
Why do you put Ben Wickery at 47 on your list? Just to mess with you. But here's who we have. Our most recent, this is the countdown of the season. So we are 8 days away, or by the time this is posted, we're 8 days away.
No, seven, excuse me.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at my number one spot is the composite, not list. So we're at number seven. It looks like you're viewing this as well, I believe. So today's was Casey Carrier, who is in, he earned the spot because he put up a ton of yards. Even though, looking at it, he missed a game. He had six games where he had less than 100 yards, including missing a game against Southern. It was that game against Air Force. We put 330 on the board and three scores. Even missing games, he had a good yard, like almost 6 yards a carry. He should be better next year at system. But here's number seven. Noel Grisby, wide receiver, San Jose State.
Number six, Cody Fajardo, Nevada.
How do you feel about that?
I had him ranked at number 10. So
you had him 10, and where do I have him at? I think I had him a bit lower. I had him at number 18. For those carrying, I put Brett Smith above Cody Fajardo, Chucky Keaton. Yes, Brett Smith. There's also some Brett Smith connection. Number 5, Adam Uwema, running back, Aztecs of San Diego State.
Number 4, Devontae Adams, Fresno State wide receiver.
I was contemplating putting him number one on my list. Was that too much out there?
I think it was a little out there.
I ended up putting him number 5. Because I'm thinking about it, for him to be successful, even though you have a great quarterback in Derek Carr, he's still
got to. Well, I had him at number 4, so.
Yeah, sure, one spot ahead of me. But I was thinking he has to have somebody throw him the ball. And if they're going to double him or have a linebacker shadow him for underneath routes, He relies more on other people for him to do well. It's not like he's a quarterback or a defense lineman or any sort of offense lineman. If you're a receiver, you depend on other things for you to do well. So that's why I dropped him a bit, but he's amazing. Very good. Number 3, DeMarcus Lawrence, Boise State.
That was your number 1 pick.
That was my number 1 pick. I think he
could. Out of everybody, okay. So you guys are going to see this when we finally finish all the composite listings. Every single person ranked Derek Carr number 1, except for Jeremy, who ranked DeMarcus Lawrence number 1.
I had Derek Carr number 2. And as for those who are wondering, David Fells is number 2 overall.
David Fells is number
2. I put 3, you put 2. Basically, the top 3 were the same, except for Matthew put Cody Fajardo number 3. But everybody had Derek Carr, David Fells.
I had Noel Grigsby at number 3.
Number 3. Oh, well, yeah. We were all top 5 or so the same. I put Lawrence there because I think he could be the most dominant. And he's just amazing last year. And then Derek Carr. I was struggling. I had Derek Carr number 1. I had Devonta Adams, David Fells rolling around there. I was kind of doing it maybe to be a little different, but it's not out of the question you could be the best player, especially if you talk to some Boise State fans who were shocked at our last list, where whatever reason, the top 10 list we did off the cuff with you and Matt. So that's our top list we have. It's, again, Noel Grigsby, 7, Cody Fajardo, Adam Uwema, Devonta Adams, DeMarcus Lawrence, David Fells, Derek Carr. That's how it went. It'll go on the website. If you listen this far, you know ahead of time. And maybe I'll promote this to listen. You can find out who the list is going to be. So that's our preview for the Mountain West. Is there any other tidbits, anything else you want to add, anything we mentioned or missed you wanted to discuss?
Actually, no. There really isn't.
I think we covered it all. We predicted.
I think we did. I think we got. Yeah. I mean, we had.
And if we hurry up now, this will be shorter than the UNLV show. Barely. Basically, I got Fresno. You got Boise. You say BCS. I say no. You got Chucky Keaton, maybe Heisman contender. I got Derek Carr. CSU bowl game for you, not for me. Who was your surprise team again? Was it CSU?
Surprise team was CSU.
Or no, Air Force.
No, Air Force.
Air Force, okay. I had Wyoming. My dark horse was Wyoming. Your dark horse was again Nevada. Is that right? That's a long time ago. Rewind and listen again if you don't remember either. it's an hour show. I didn't write any of this down, but we'll listen. So that's all we got. The season is basically 1 week away by the time you listen to this. We will have awesome stuff. We will have shows every week, twice a week. Video, possibly halftime shows. Is that good to announce now, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
At worst, sporadic videos during the game. We'll promote everything in the next week or so. And all I can say is, thank goodness college football's finally here.
Yeah.
Almost finally here.
So soon.
That's all I got for tonight. Thanks for listening to us for an hour plus. Visit mwcconnection.com. Also, we've had a huge, really quick, huge traffic. Leave a comment. Let us know who you like. Who's your team?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be having game threads up here soon. Start interacting. I mean, this is not just a blog. This is a community site.
And it's not a message board either.
Yeah, it's not a message board. We want you to be a part of the community.
Yes.
I mean, sure, we call people out, or people call me out, or other
people. Not all that often. You know. We're civil.
Yeah.
It's all good fun. There's a few things here and there. It's just don't be stupid or be ignorant or be whatever. Just be respectful. You can disagree and be okay with it, and everybody be fine with it. Just don't call somebody a jerk and make fun of their mom or something on the site.
Don't be Alabama fans.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide!
So yeah, join the website, vote. We'll do all sorts of stuff, interactive things, this type of stuff. We know people are. Here's the thing: we've 100% increase from last year and last 2 months. We're killing it. Show up. Just say hi. You can just say hi. I'm a Boise State fan. You can even say you're a UNLV fan. We'll give you a hug. Okay, guys.
I may actually give you a hug.
A virtual hug. We'll do that. So. Yeah, everybody, again, thanks for listening. Like I said, mwcconnection.com. Twitter, same thing, mwcconnection.
He's at Jeremy Mouse. I'm at Greek Padre.
That's right. And just check out the website, listen to the show. And like I said, college football's here. And just thanks for listening. We will have everybody back next time for another rousing show.